Longtime House Representative Mel Brown, a Colville Republican, found himself Thursday with two Republican challengers and one Democrat. Within the GOP, he's opposed by John Zimmerman from Wanship, who ran against him 2 years ago, and Blaine DeHone from Morgan. The Democratic contender, Ray Worthen, is from Mountain Green, also in Morgan County. In the nonpartisan race for Part City School Board District 5, four candidates threw their hats in the ring: Julie Eyhausen, Edwin Losma, Julie Narula, and Doug Payne. The district includes Summit Park, Timberline, and Pinebrook. On the other hand, there's no contest for District 4, which includes Jeremy Ranch. The only candidate who filed there is J.J. Ellers. Looking at the position for county auditor, longtime incumbent Blake Frazier did not file for re-election. Now three Democrats and one Republican are vying for his job. The GOP contender is Gary Shumway from Camas. The candidates fighting for the Democratic nomination will be Scott Carlson, former Part City Council member Alex Botwinski, and Michael Howard. All are from Part City. Meanwhile, in Summit County Council, Chris Robinson, a Democrat, is running for another term for Council Seat D. He's got a race this fall against Republican Craig Williams from Part City. Representing Seat E, Republican David Ure has filed, and his Democratic opponent is Sean Wharton from Marion. There's also a race for county attorney this year, as incumbent David Bricky, a Republican, is taking a challenge from Democrat Robert Hilder, a former 3rd District Court judge. And with County Sheriff Dave Edmonds retiring, three candidates have filed to become the new top cop. Sheriff's Captain Justin Martinez is the Democratic contender from the Part City area. Competing for the Republican nomination is Dats Shane and Chris Hendrickson. Both candidates ran for the office 4 years ago and are from South Summit. Republican Fred Powell, who represents Part City in Wasatch County in House District 54, has a challenger in his own party. That's Heber resident Wilder Smith. Running against Powell for the Democrats is Part City resident Glenn Wright. Senate District 26 includes the Part City area, but the three candidates there are all from Vernal. Incumbent State Senator Kevin Van Tassel has a challenge from a fellow Republican, Susan Hacking Horrocks, and a Democrat, Wayne Stevens. One state legislator doesn't have a contest this year, Democrat Brian King from House District 28, which includes a portion of Snyderville, does not have an opponent. Another office holder who will save on campaign expenses this year is County Assessor Steve Martin. Nobody filed to oppose him. Looking at some other county department positions, County Treasurer Corey Forslund, a Part City Democrat, has an opponent in Camas Republican Amy Yost. The current county recorder, Democrat Marianne Trussell from Hennifer, has two Republican opponents, Elizabeth Gwilliam from Part City and Vicki Richards from Wanship. And incumbent County Clerk Kent Jones, a Democrat, will run in November against Republican Nick Coleman from Part City. Finally, at the federal level, Congressman Rob Bishop is running to represent Utah House District 1. He has a GOP opponent, David Yu Lin Chu. Competing for the Democratic nomination are Part City area resident Donna McAleer and Ogden area resident Peter Clements. Also in that race are Libertarian Cred Bowden and Dwayne Vance as a candidate for the Independent American Party. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broff.